Hi, this is Linda Reynolds and I'm a personal travel agent established over 30 years. I'm coming today with you with the Grow Show to tell you what's happening in the world of travel. At the present moment, we're in lockdown in the UK, so in theory, nobody can go anywhere and we're advised not to go anywhere for international travel. However, if you're planning ahead, a big thing at the moment are workations. Workations are where countries are inviting you to come to their country on long term and work there. The main thing I would say about this is planning. If you're planning to do this, I've got some great offers and deals in various countries around the world, and you can look at their various aspects and encouragement and visas that they're offering for you to do this. But the main thing would be planning. If you're looking to travel abroad, the main thing you're probably looking for is a good speed internet connection. This can be found in a variety of places, whether it's apartments, hotels, villas, and the places that I'm offering do offer these facilities for people who want to work. You've also got to find yourself a good workstation. So somewhere where you're comfortable, where it may be quiet, where you're going to have to continue your Zoom meetings, Remo meetings, whatever meetings with your company that you're working for, or you're self-employed, somewhere quiet where you feel comfortable working with like-minded people. Other things to consider for your workation is, where can you go? Where is it safe to travel? Most countries now are requesting a PCR or an antigen test before you enter the country. So please factor that in. You can't take an NHS test. You have to take a private test to be able to enter these countries. These countries include the Caribbean, Aruba, also in the Caribbean, Cyprus, Bermuda, Portugal, all these countries. If you fit in with their quarantine and with their restrictions of travel, once you've done your quarantine there, you can then free to go about working in that country and enjoying what's on offer. Another place, anywhere you're choosing to stay and work your workation, make sure you've got the amenities around there to be able to look after yourself, whether that'll be supermarkets or if you decide to hire a car, anything like that, to make you comfortable as possible while you're on your workation. It's not all about work. It's not all about sitting there at your laptop in the sunshine or in the mountains, wherever you choose to go to do your workations. It's also about enjoying the place where you are. Bearing in mind, anywhere that you travel to, they may also have restrictions around COVID, where and what you can do. So choose very carefully the country you decide to do your workation. As the vaccine is rolled out, I'm sure there'll be more and more places added to this list. And as the world gets over the COVID epidemic, there'll be more and more places added that you can go and do your workation. With regards to insurance, this should be your priority. You should look first at your insurance to see that they will cover you on your workation and the amount of time they will cover you. You need to explain what you're doing to them, and there are specialist covers out there. They will cover you for getting COVID, etc. They may not cover you for booking at the moment, though, if you know you cannot travel. So please check your insurance before you do anything else. That's just a quick roundup of what's happening in the travel world. Yes, we are still booking inquiries for 2022 and 2021, but please be open-minded. You may have to change and amend things. So that's me. I'm Linda Reynolds. I'm a personal travel agent. I'm here on The Grow Show with Gary Jones, and I'll keep you updated on everything travel in the future. Thank you.